with Sari.
Oh, nice goal.
Is this thing on?
I don't know.
I love that the mandate in silence just gets broken every week. Every week, it's all over. Look, you try and do nice things for people, and they shit
like
in
your
coffee.
It's like we're hiding from mom and dad.
We are.
This is Earth. We don't do nice things for people.
Welcome to Uncensored Radio Live. As you can see, this is the fullest house we've had. I think we got bitches for days today. Bitches. 4 days. BFD. Speaking of our favorite, BFG.
Equal.
We are. We've got gender equality here on the panel today.
And all right. US versus Aussie, too.
Yes. We're multicultural out the wazoo. Mr. Jeffrey Emmett, queen of all things uncensored, how might you be on this fine evening/slash day?
Well, I'm doing all right today because I took my My True 10 Gummies by Perez Hilton. You can go check out any of his social medias to get a link. And then to get some better sleep tonight, I'm going to sure play my Mantra Dreaming by Katie Underwood. Make sure you go and check it out anywhere where music streaming. But besides that, kids, so what happened was I started watching that show. I don't know if you heard about this or not, called Midnight Mass.
Oh, we heard about
yes!
it.
Yes.
Listen, so all I could think about during this whole show is I'm like watching them go to church and I'm having flashbacks, right? Maybe a little PTSD from the Catholic days. And all I could think about is he's like, you know, this is my body, take it, eat it, blah, 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 drink from it. You know, this is my blood. I'm like, what a fucking cult Catholicism is. Like, holy shit, let's start the show with that. What the fuck? Like, what was I doing all those years where they're like literally taking a cup full of wine talking about we're turning this into Jesus's blood and this dude died on what? No,
I was in Catholic school, so I know how exactly how you feel.
Me too, right? My whole life, Catholic school. I was an altar boy. I taught religion to the poor kids who couldn't afford to go to Catholic school, and then I was on the pastoral council. And I'm like, listen. Holy shit. And the music is just trash, you know, but
But you're enjoying the show, Jeffrey.
Yes, yeah. Besides that, yeah, absolutely. It's a little rough, though.
Wait until you get to the end. You just got to not have in that show. You just got to not have a favorite character. That's all I'm saying. You can't have a favorite character in Midnight Mass. It won't end well for you.
I'm only on like episode 4.
Here's Luke. Oh. How are you, Luke?
I was like, didn't even see myself then because I'm blending into the wall.
You're looking very young and sprightly today.
Haven't shaved for a week. I'm doing great. I've got a new role that I just work 8 to 4 and it's doing me wonders. Look, I'm getting some beauty sleep. Can't be bothered doing my hair. It's a rainy day here. So we got up, made some pancakes. My child's home because it's school holidays. So that's scary. But I'm doing great.
Wow, I wish my 8 to 4 did that for me.
Woohoo! Very nice. So it's a bit of old school versus new school today. So we'll go old school first. Katie McCarthy, how are you? You're an old school gal.
Hold on. Oh,
look at her. Plug in the merch.
That's delicious.
Katie McCarthy. If you got that from, you know.
You know. There
a Redbubble shop?
I did. And there are lots of other fine uncensored radio merchandise on the Redbubble shop, which is listed below me. And
yes,
you know,
that's right. It's www.redbubble.com/people/capital UCR live/shop. All your proceeds will go to supporting the show.
And you know what's even cuter is that new uncensored horror merch. How cute are the crew as horror villains? I think it's fantastic.
Very cute. Very cute. Of course, we have the lovely Miss Vera, as always, queen of the night.
Here I am. Started decorating for Halloween.
Oh, that's a very nice white ceramic gourd you have there.
It is.
Does that have a tea light candle in it, Vera?
It does.
Yes. Don't call me a white woman! Ceramic gourds. Oh my god.
Oh my god, I got it on sale.
Oh my god, the gourds. They're gorgeous.
It's a little broken, but who knows? Who can tell? No one.
Nothing. Oh, she got too excited.
She got white girl excited about that pumpkin.
She got gesticulated excited. All right, so we'll go to the most senior of the next generation. Brooke, you're queen of the newbies. How are you this week, my love?
I am good, good, good. I hope everyone out there in UCR land is amazing as well. Long weekend in Australia this weekend, guys. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Not that it matters much because we're all in lockdown, so well, yeah.
Well, look, I mean, I'm kid-free, so I'll have fun.
Yeah, you get some. Brooke has well and truly indoctrinated herself into the show. She's forcing her husband to wear our merchandise around the streets. It's good times.
And to smile about it too.
Yeah, you better fucking smile.
Well,
kid.
Listen, I just saw that Ace is rocking our merch too. So if any of our viewers are wearing the merch, take a picture. We would love to see it. And we want to see it on the Facebook.
Spread the love. Mr. Dylan Cody, you're all about spreading the love, right?
Sure.
I don't know.
I mean, you have to understand. I'm from Flushing, Queens, in New York City. I'm not exactly what you would consider a very polite person, but I believe in being kind to everyone. But fuck you at the same time.
Oh, no wonder.
Just my mom. I love everybody. I want everyone to have a great, wonderful life, but fuck you at the same time.
Amen.
Sounds very on brand. And of course, we have our baby. Little Heidi's back. Hi, Heidi. You had fun, obviously, because you came back.
How cute is she?
I mean, was it willingly? I'm not sure. No, I'm joking. Of course. I had a ball last time. I had an absolute ball last time. You were like, have an opinion. And I was like, I can do that. That's easy. So.
Always. We're loving the shirt. Show them your shirt. It's not our merchandise, but
this old thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
Oh. I'm genuinely shocked that it's not like a law by now. Truly.
Dump him. Generally, just good advice for everyone.
Don't even date him. Don't even date him. Don't waste time.
Ring on your finger there, Heidi girl.
Oh, thank you. It's an opal.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
She's very fancy. She's very fancy up in this point, up in this stroke.
So fancy.
Oh my God, is that everyone?
It is. I think so.
I'm exhausted from the intros today. Like, yeah. Who knows what's going to happen on? Well, I know it's probably lots of swearing and bad, you know, bad words, but you know, bad intentions. But that's how we deliver. So, oh God! All right, so that was quick. That was 8 minutes in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, put on your raincoats because it's time for this week's
hot load of hot topics.
I love that.
I don't know why it's so funny. It's so
favorite in the world
ever.
And we're guaranteed to have Kat on every episode. It's great.
One way or another.
Very, very happy. Look, you'll see how you'll definitely hear a lot of Kat coming up soon when our next What Had Happened drops. But just saying, be ready for it.
That was quite the pause.
Oh, no, make sure you edit that bitch. I'm telling you right now. I'm not kidding. We will both be very upset with you if you don't edit that.
I know. We'll see. This is a problem when you leave me in charge.
Listen, don't make me come get you, okay?
Jeffrey, I know a lot.
I will come and cut you, bitch. I will pull a razor blade out my titties and fuck you up.
Okay, we're gonna have to start. We are not a pop music podcast, but we have to start with the biggest pop culture story of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, Daddy's gone.
Woo!
Daddy is gone.
Fuck that bitch.
So as of yesterday, Jamie Spears has been removed from Britney's conservatorship. She is out of the picture. There is another hearing coming up, but Matthew Rosengart, the lawyer for Britney Spears has requested a full termination within 30 to 45 days. His statement reads, "I'm so pleased and proud to say Jamie Spears is no longer a conservator. Jamie Spears has been suspended and he will be formally removed shortly. Jamie Spears and others are going to face even more serious ramifications." Oh, daddy in trouble. And you we're going to go to our daddy first for his reaction.
Daddy, listen, Jeff. Listen, Brittany, because I know you're watching, make sure you try some Mikey Chen gummies because they're going to help calm you down because I'm sick. Super excited. Okay, so here's the thing. I was live tweeting with everybody yesterday, okay? Like, I was in it. So when a man came, she's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Free Brittany, bitch." So here's the thing. I feel like the judge, something needs to happen with this bitch. Because as you watched all the more evidence that has come out and things that are presented in that courtroom, there's no way that that judge did not know that shit was going on that should not have been happening. So something needs to go down with her. Somebody needs to go report Sam there, her old court-appointed attorney, to the Bar Association, get his ass fucking fired. Because this is unacceptable. There's a whole heap of people who need to go down over this shit, and it needs to happen now.
Oh, yeah. I watched Britney versus Spears last night.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask
that lawyer has to go to jail.
What? Like, did you add up the money? Did you add up the money from how much that she was taking in those years? And her net worth's only $60 million motherfucking dollars? She had $160 million before all this. Where's it all going, Jamie? Gambling, Jamie. Drug addict, so alcoholic, right, excuse me.
Right before I signed on tonight, I was browsing Instagram. Britney Dunn taking all her clothes off.
That's right, go for it. She's free. She's free to do whatever she wants.
She's almost 40 and she looks like that. That is amazing. I am only
posing naked on Instagram too.
That's what I'm Britney. Saying. Like, I'm only a couple years younger than her. I do not look like that.
Look, I think it's good that she's got her freedom. I think this has been just so drawn out publicly, but of course it's going to be that way with a very public person such as Britney. I think the whole thing's been crazy from the beginning, and I don't think people should have their rights taken away from them indefinitely, which is what happened to her, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very much so. Miss Heidi, as the youngest panelist, come on, give us some Britney feedback. What's going on?
Hit us, baby, one more time.
Yeah. I mean, don't threaten me with a good time, sir. I just, it's long overdue. I have to agree with Luke. Like, this has gone on for the majority of her life. So it's like well and truly long overdue. I was so happy when I found out. It's almost like, because it was a big part of all of us growing up as well, watching that go down. That's all I have to say. It was long overdue, and I've never been happier for her in my entire life. So,
work. Well, Katie, done. Did you see the statement that Jamie's lawyer released?
I did not see Jamie's lawyer's statement, but I did see a great article come out about the differences between her conservatorship and Amanda Bynes' conservatorship. Did you all know she had one too?
Yeah.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, we should. She used the word.
Well, it's just like. She in 2017 she got her financial freedom back, and it's just so funny how like her parents worked really hard to make a great relationship with her, make sure she was stable enough. Like they like that was the concern right there, was her, not the money. So you just it's funny when you see how these things can work and how they don't work.
Ding ding.
That was the big thing that Britney versus Spears was about.
There's also a whole lot
basically,
more money than Spears, though.
They had interviews with Sam Asghari and Adnan Galib and Sam Lufty, her ex-boyfriend and, you know, rumored to be ex-manager. And she had no idea that the conservatorship was going into place as soon as it did. She pulled up at the gate and was basically pulled out of a car. And that was her life over. Basically, the conservatorship meant that he, Jamie, was Britney Spears from that point onwards. She had no say in anything. And yeah, it's crazy, 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 craziness. Dylan, Cody, are you with us? Dylan.
Delay.
Dylan.
I think that's his comment, fool.
He's got nothing to say about Britney.
He's on we'll come back to.
Oh, there he is.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of cutting out a little bit.
Britney, anything?
No. No.
Good radio.
He's
good
have,
radio.
Vera.
I think it's wonderful. But I am
No. I'm here. It kept cutting out. So I couldn't hear when I was being cute to talk.
That's all right. We'll
come
back to you.
I also saw something. Like, all right. I
saw
something.
Hold on.
Oh,
Vera.
Oh,
there you
go.
Vera, you go.
He's coming back.
I'm so happy for Britney. I want to get on with our lives and stop talking about Britney.
I don't.
You bitch.
Do you know who would love this conversation? Sandy, because it's all about the patriarchy. Oh,
wait,
should have a go.
Did anybody else on the panel watch the Netflix doc besides Steve?
I did.
I haven't seen it yet.
Bitches, listen, just go watch it and tell me when you see the Janine Garofalo sounding and looking bitch who was doing the fake cry, okay?
Was that, what's her name?
I love Janine Garofalo.
The best friend.
No.
Speaking of Janine Garofalo, we've got our own.
Oh, damn.
She'd take that as a compliment, right?
Insulted by that. I'm like, wow. Just wow. Wow.
Come on, Britney, hit me.
Yay, Britney. Yay, Britney. That's all I've got. I'm so excited. Yay. Fuck her dad. He's an ass face.
Yeah, he is an ass face.
Fucking nugget.
He is an ass face. Look, speaking of another ass face. Speaking of another ass face that got what he was coming to. Yeah. Can you stop? That'd be good. All right.
Digga stole my baby.
There we go.
R. Kelly has been found guilty of all charges in his sex trafficking trial in New York. So he believes he can fly right on the end of someone's dick in prison. Dylan's back.
There we go. Sorry, I was having major technical issues there.
That's okay. Talk to us about R. Kelly.
Oh,
you walked into a bed.
Oh, no, honestly, okay. But like, seriously. This is one of the craziest. Like, I don't know how this story, because like we all knew he peed on a girl. That was common knowledge for like
that's where we're going
years and years and years, and no one has ever thought. Go see if this motherfucker's a weirdo, and it just now I'm just loving all of these memes popping up of all his song titles just getting buried in mud and just everyone cutting them off. They actually, the city of New Orleans asked him for the key of the city back. Like seriously, like that's how, like I can't believe it took this long to put his ass behind bars, and I'm telling you right now. He is about to be somebody's bitch as soon as he gets put through processing. Like, straight up, like, some big, massive, big group black motherfucker is just going to be sitting there in that jail cell just waiting. He's going to have the music on in the background. My body's telling me no. Like, literally, just, it's going to be a nightmare, and he deserves every fucking piece. That guy, it's going to be a lovely thing for whoever gets to be his cellmate. I wish them all the best, you know.
Does anyone else think that his song with the Lady Gaga clean up, he gets a little inappropriate now?
Messy, and you know, I'm sure we'll have some stories, some horror stories.
He is going to federal prison.
Yeah,
Brooke, can you talk? Are you done?
When it comes down to his music, you're talking to someone that was raised as a kid on R. Kelly. Like his music was huge. I don't know if it'll ever go out of style.
That was me that made the Lady Gaga comment. I don't know if you got us confused. I'm not sure how because I do not have an Australian accent.
No, I know exactly what song you're talking about. I know exactly what song you're talking about too.
Brooke, you're so cute.
Brooke, you like to talk now.
Yeah, no, fuck that guy.
No, I'll just sit here and look adorable. It's fine.
You're doing a really good job.
I hope that he I hope that he gets absolutely fucked up at whatever prison he goes to. That's all I've got.
Literally. Literally. Vera, do you have much of an opinion on R. Kelly?
Oh, R. Kelly. Just relax and enjoy it, honey.
That was so rapey, Vera.
I know. You
know? That was so rapey. Katie McCarthy.
Oh, this bitch.
I was channeling my inner R. Kelly with the rapey comment.
All right, Heidi, you've got the remix to Ignition, fresh and hot out the kitchen. Tell us what you think.
You know, the timing of this is insane because I actually just finished watching his documentary on Netflix regarding Aaliyah, the marriage, like all of that. He's a disgusting human being. And the fact that it wasn't brought to light earlier is really, really fucking confusing and just doesn't sit well with me. He was allowed to fly under the radar for so long, to the point where he was pissing on people and they accepted it, like, openly. Like, whatever you kink, cool, whatever. But, like...
Is Heidi kink-shaming people?
No, wait, no,
I think, no, I think no, it's no. I think it's completely not kink-shaming.
A pedophile.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're calling out a pedophile, like, call a spade a spade, yeah. But, like...
When you're fucking little girls and boys, that's not a good thing. Right?
Oh, no, right? Absolutely.
No, it's not. Look, I... think, yeah, look, it's a long time coming. It just goes to show, though, that money bought him a lot of time, didn't it? Why did it take this long to
put him away? He ain't got none left now, bitch.
That's probably why he's going away.
Guess what?
He guaranteed he still has money.
No.
He's going to get residuals for a long time.
He's been broke, girl. He's been borrowing.
Oh, no, he's cut off. He's cut off.
Yeah?
He's losing all that shit. He's losing all that shit.
That rape culture's been part of our president said he grabbed people by the pussy. Rape culture has been part of our culture forever. You know, quite frankly, I don't know if anybody wants to back me up on this. The reason he's finally going to jail is because he's a man of color.
Wow.
Because the president sure as shit isn't
I mean, I don't know if I have the room to agree with you.
To put a black man
who's
a weirdo in prison than it is a white dude.
Absolutely.
You know who is defending him, don't you?
Go, Jeffrey. Who is defending him?
Bill Cosby.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
So apparently Bill's okay.
He's the pudding pop himself.
Pissing on a bit.
Yeah, because Bill's the only other black man who...
Right, like, it's insanity, right? The whole thing.
Why the fuck we let him out?
The black man who got put in jail.
Let's not forget, they're black men who committed heinous, heinous multiple crimes. They got
down at her.
The president of the United States admitted to being rapey, and he's not in jail. He fucking got elected after admitting he grabbed people by the pussy.
She is not saying at all that these men should be exonerated for their crimes because of the color of their skin. She's saying they were prosecuted quickly because of the color of their skin.
Well, so they should. I wish someone would prosecute this next person. I wish someone would prosecute Will Smith.
Why?
See, I can't stand him.
Now why?
Oh, you
I can't stand
just
why?
Like Will Smith. He's like everyone's
Will
favorite.
But
he's got this.
Leave that man alone.
Hear me out. Good show to start with, but anyway,
this motherfucker.
Everyone's like, "Oh, that's so fun! That's so fun!" And it was like Jada. What a whore Jada Pinkett Smith was. She stepped out on her marriage and da 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 da. Now it's okay because they're non-monogamous. They've come out as. But the other interview that I read this week is that Will Smith wanted a harem of women, including Halle Berry. It's like, who the fuck do you think you are, dude? Like,
wait, what?
Ugh. Wanted his own harem of women.
Oh, wanted.
Like, he's got, oh, he's got all these bitches freaky on the side. Like,
I think
who says that publicly?
Adults, who the fuck cares?
But who says it publicly?
Exactly.
If they are consenting adults, who cares?
No. Remember, they're entanglements. They're nothing to that be that concerned about. They're just entanglements.
It doesn't matter. Entanglements, arrangements, whatever. If everyone is consenting and having a good time.
Well, can we just put this one up? Hold on, let me go right back to the top.
Don't you dare, Luke.
Where is
it? I saw that face.
Isn't the big rumor that they're each other's beards anyway?
Honey, I wish, because let me tell you what, I'd be the first one to stick my ass in the air for Will Smith.
You heard it here first, people.
You, me, out, bitch. Tear it up.
Big Willie style for death.
Yes, please. I'll be getting Jimmy Willie.
It's not... It's not polygamy. It's
Jeffrey looking for himself a man in black.
Yes, I am, motherfucker. Thank That's you. Right.
Polyamory, and it's very common these days.
He's no Dylan. He's actually looking for a black man.
Yeah, polyamory.
There's a difference
in heel.
In heel.
Oh, Jeffrey's got enough blood to get into the cookout. He's already certified. That man got enough. That man got enough to get into the cookout. He can get it. He can get it.
But
he's got enough stories, enough fucking charisma to get in, bro.
Look, it's a very musician heavy.
Even though I'm black, I can't say who gets in or not. I don't know.
All right, random news this week. Eminem opened a pop-up spaghetti restaurant.
I want to go.
So prices are $9 for Mum's Spaghetti. Mum's Spaghetti with Meatballs, $12. A Sketty Sandwich is $11. It's also sold with water, and there's also water and pop available. And for a small additional charge, you can get vegan meatballs, which sounds about as nourishing and tasty as the air in my mouth.
That's expensive, right, guys? You U.S. people.
I can't wait to go there, man.
Jeffrey, go.
No, it's not.
He's the man makes me smile because he's such like trailer park trash and he just owns it. Like, this bitch is out there selling my sketty sandwiches at a fucking fast food place. Like, God bless him. God bless him.
Is Coughlin still watching? Because he's the biggest Eminem stan out there, and it's I don't get it. I just don't get it. I mean, I don't get Coughlin in the first place, but I don't get Eminem either.
I love it.
That's not what I hear. Luke.
Damn.
Luke.
Yes,
that does sound expensive for spaghetti, correct?
What, I missed that though, because I was answering.
Expensive spaghetti.
I think it is, yeah. Because like when I was in the States, I was buying like food for like $2-3. So why is this spaghetti like $12?
Because it's my spaghetti.
We've had some inflation since you were here last.
Because it's my spaghetti.
Like when you go
we're
to
paying
when
for
you
the
go
sentimental
America,
value of the actual name of the food.
When you go to America, you give someone $10, you get 700 kilos of meat, 400 carbs, a pickle, and a soda you can drown the children in. It's great times. Fira, is your spaghetti worth $12?
I'm betting you my spaghetti's worth more.
Oh,
we got to have a
beer. Making you some white trash daddy from the other side of Detroit. I'm making you the real deal from real Italians.
Go on, girl. Go on, girl.
Katie, I want to know your opinion on Mexican spaghetti.
I have been told that I'm not supposed to say it anymore, but I will try Vera's spaghetti. How's that?
The taste, the color of the rainbow.
She's got Spadooty in her background. I got some Seal family.
She got some Spadooty going there. I love it.
We know.
That's the most shocking revelation of my entire time.
That I'm Italian?
Yeah.
Because I'm so pale, right?
I didn't figure it.
I'm so Italian, Dylan. Thank you.
You said you would pay for this spaghetti. Tell me why.
Oh, hell yeah. Listen, you're talking to someone that grew up with Eminem. Like, his music wasn't just like music for me to listen to. I literally I was molded by this man's music. So when I first saw this thing was even coming out, I literally said to my roommate, we're getting fucking flights to Detroit. and we're going to this place one way or another. And I want to see what is going on here because I just love this. I love how this dude has just stayed true to who the fuck he is, does not care about your opinion. No, I'm not going to swallow Eminem's meatball. That's a fucking very, very, very fucked up question. Why did you always get the fucking spaghetti with meatballs, too? That's exactly what I was going to order. This motherfucker. But no, it's just that I've grown up with this guy. Like, I'm so, as someone who's grown up with him, watched his entire career, I'm just really proud of the dude that he literally just does not care what profile he gets to put out in the public. This man's literally going out here making a little makeshift restaurant with Mos Spaghetti where you can get yourself a water and Coke. That ain't the most getified thing I have ever heard of in my life. I'm all here for it. I hope he builds a bunch of them. I hope they put them up in every fucking city in America. But for now, I need flights to Detroit now. I have got to see what this is.
Please go buy a t-shirt from our page so we can send Dylan to get Mos Spaghetti.
We're sending a poor boy to
need him to do research.
Sell a few shirts to afford that.
Please send my GoFundMe some.
Are you going to go full meatball or are you going to go vegan meatball, babe? What are you doing?
Oh, we always go the full meatball. Don't waste the time.
Full meat.
Do you know what?
Listen.
I think this is such an incredible marketing strategy, just like full stop. He is the literal epitome of making something out of nothing. And like, do you know how many people are something that is nothing? Right? So like there are so many little ones that are right. Like
the cast of UCR.
What a motley crew. Like
and last but not least, Brooke, are you capable of speaking? Oh, no. We've broken Brooke today.
Brooke's She's saving it.
Yeah, it's coming up.
It better be.
It's coming up. Do you know what else is coming up? Probably Jeffrey, because Sex Life, surprisingly, is coming back for season two.
Okay.
67 million households watch season one. With approximately 20 million viewers rewinding to examine that shower scene. Jeffrey, you had a lot to say about it. So let's go back to you.
Here's the thing. I'd rather actually fuck the husband, but I just wish he had the boyfriend's dick. You know what I'm saying?
Like a Mr. Potato Head kind of
Here's
moment.
The thing. Do you know we actually got in trouble with Facebook for that photo?
Yes, we did. Sorry about that.
Seriously, Facebook is just turning into like Russia or something. You can't say shit. It's crazy.
It's turning into Catholic school.
I'm actually kind of bummed they're doing another season because I thought the way they ended it was perfect.
On the dick.
Yeah.
I never watched it.
Dylan, it's a fun watch. You don't have to like dick to like it. You know what I'm saying?
There's something in there for everyone.
Is this not for my sexuality?
Vera was very, very impressed when we showed her off screen.
I'll wait till Jeffrey tells me what scene to watch.
Episode three.
Okay, I'm not watching this now.
19 minutes, episode three.
I'm not watching this now.
Heidi, did you see Sex Life?
I did not, but I was recommended that particular scene and the exact time.
I don't think anyone has any complaints about that, regardless of your sexuality. It's kind of like seeing a cat walk on its hind legs. Like,
I mean, if you remember,
that's interesting.
If you remember, I had this conversation with one of our guests because I said, do people actually like dick pics because they're so ugly?
Yes.
The answer, just like yes. And Zachary was like, yeah.
It's like an archaeological survey. Gotta compare generational growth. And stuff.
There's two things I need from you if we're gonna talk about like dating on a dating app. Like, I want to see your face, and then second, I want to see your dick. Because if neither one of them's working, there's no need to have a conversation.
We need to know how many quarters.
That's right, honey.
Look, we're going to do a short
big dick, right, Jeffrey?
Make it huge.
That's it. So some short happy news for the Blink 182 people out there. Mark Hoppus is cancer free. So congratulations, dude. Yay! That is amazing, amazing news. It's always good when good news happens. So, like, we got to celebrate
when
the good news.
Happens to bad people.
Oh,
what?
How about when fucking bizarre news happens to regular news? Everyone relax, because Dog the Bounty Hunter is on the manhunt for Brian Laundrie.
Yes, sir.
I used to watch this show all the
time. Get his ass to play.
What the actual fuck?
Shut up, what? Jeff.
What's the actual fuck?
Oh, God.
Talk to me about Dog.
I will never pay taxes ever again if the FBI can't find this guy before Dog the Bounty Hunter. This is some bullshit.
Yeah. I think Dylan's right. I think Dog's going to find him and the FBI is going to look foolish. That's all.
I agree.
They're going to look dumb as fuck, man.
But you know what?
Dumb as fuck.
He doesn't have as much esteem without Beth. She honestly did most of the digging.
Ain't she dead?
She was.
Oh, yeah, God, rest Beth, her soul.
You were a real one.
Oh, and those boobies. Her titties were great.
There's Beth.
Beth was the shit, man.
Hold on.
I watch this show all the time.
I need it again.
My fucking girl.
Here we go. Wasn't he cheating on her while she was dying of cancer?
Probably,
yes,
he's a dirtbag.
Yes. There's some major shit going down, actually, with the family, because the daughter put off some major tea on what was going on with that.
Yeah, and she doesn't talk continue. To him anymore, does she?
Continue?
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. I got to remember the article, but long story short, while Beth was in the hospital, Jesus.
Luke's on it tonight.
Dog was fucking around with this other chick the whole time, and then after Beth died, they are preparing to get hitched. One of his daughters, I can't remember which one. I think it was the hot one.
The hot one.
Essentially, she went on Instagram or maybe made a statement or whatever, whatnot, but put out every fucking detail of how skeevy this guy was and how much he just absolutely betrayed Beth to the core. And it prompted a lot of response. She's not invited to the wedding and stuff like that. Literally. But all the same, like, I put all that aside when it comes down to this. There is no man on this earth I would not want to hunt me. And I mean, this dude literally just, like, he's intimidating as fuck. And
surely you
the
hear
fact
him
that this guy also had an
bracelet.
Airplane banner flying over this guy's hideout, like, Dog is fucking with him so much that I cannot believe I pay taxpayer dollars to get the FBI to not even be able to find this fucker. And this dude saying aloha wearing fuck all is literally finding this guy in a matter of weeks. We're literally getting updates on the fucking internet of how his search is going. He's telling us how he's finding him. He's putting out. This dude Brian could go on the internet and literally find out how far behind him Dog the Bounty Hunter is. And it doesn't matter. But if this dude finds him, give this dude his show back, because clearly we need to put this guy up on a TV a little more often. But put him on some more of these freaking skeevy-ass, weird-ass boyfriends out here killing and murdering people and leaving them fuck nowhere. Because clearly he knows how to find these fuckers.
Obviously.
Am I
Did
wrong?
You guys hear about, no, you're not. Did you guys hear about Kitty Fucker Duggar?
No.
Came out of court, and his pregnant wife was with him.
And I'm, you like, know what?
Who's going to fuck someone who fucks their own sister?
That bitch watching it with him, okay?
Yeah.
Allegedly. Like, that bitch is in on it. For her to fucking stay with him with all those goddamn
That's
kids,
weird.
She's a nasty fucking bitch and is just as guilty as he is. Fuck that, you nasty skank.
Yes, they're nasty. They're a nasty ass family.
I said it's it. Like, they're close to you, bitch. Come get me.
Facts.
Come get me.
Facts.
Nasty, nasty ass. All right.
Preach.
Just awful. We're going to go there. We're going to go there,
that
kids.
White girl.
She had to step out for a second. She's coming back. This white girl looks like she lost her face.
Oh.
Look, poor Sabrina and the fucking dodgy, you know, artwork that this whoever this person is did. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't think of the word Photoshop. I love that she had to jump on and, like, deny it herself, though.
Listen, because you know what? She's writing the script now, and she's going to be fucking trying to sell that bitch next week.
They wanted to come back.
That was the lamest Photoshop job I've ever seen.
She's got to work.
Bad Photoshop jobs.
Lori Loughlin's going back to work, so they should at least put Sabrina back to work. I mean, come on.
There you go.
Didn't she just
real, man? I mean, we're pretty much rebooting everything. Why not bring back Sabrina Teenage Witch?
But they already did.
They just did it in a more successful way.
Oh yeah, they did already. They did.
I enjoyed the Netflix version.
I enjoyed it too.
The Netflix version was
they should have done it another season. Really should have.
Well, I'm waiting for it to tick by, okay? It's scrolling.
Like, I don't know what that has to do with anything, but anyway.
They only did three seasons of the audience.
You know what Luke needs in his life? Some My True Tem gummies to calm down his typing.
Uh-huh. Okay. I mean, so
I'm about to have surgery. Is Kyle going to be murdered while I'm under?
Brooke is just lost over there.
Just put it out to the universe.
Well, she's saving up her energy because I put an article on the page this week that I thought would generate a little bit of conversation. Oh, Nelly. So this week in Australia, a Perth water park has introduced weighing stations. Their statement reads, to better enforce manufacturer and safety requirements. The self-serve weighing statements. Basically, you hop on, it gives you a green light if you are skinny enough to ride, a red light if you are too heavy to ride. But if the results are inconclusive, a park worker has to come up, manually weigh you, and tell you verbally the size that you are in front of a line of people.
That ain't it. I have some questions.
That ain't it.
So we'll go with Vera first. We'll address Vera's question.
Are there fat people falling over on water slides and killing people?
Maybe
in Australia.
The main issue is that these weight limits are apparently aimed at children, which is what is the sensitive.
I don't care who
the
get
sensitive
fucked.
Thing. All right, Brooke has a lot to say, so we're gonna let
get him, Brooke.
The whole
shit.
That's the problem.
Wow.
I don't care, Brooke, if they enforce a weight limit.
Oh, that's not Brooke.
I care about the public
shaming. Go, Brooke.
Get him, Brooke.
Brooke has a lot to fucking say about this. Okay, so I've had friends jump into my inbox. I've had a couple of friends unfriend me over this on Facebook. But how fucking let me tell you, I am outraged on behalf of fat people everywhere. All right, so if they had a ride where you had to be too thin to ride this ride and there was a red flashy fucking light saying you're too thin, then people would be up in fucking arms. It's not okay to body shame anybody in this way. All right? If you could have someone standing there, that's fine. Remove your flashing fucking lights. It's disgusting. It is all things that is wrong with humanity today. Stop fucking judging people. Don't body shame. Don't kink shame. Don't fucking shame people. Mind your own fucking business. My fat ass wants to go on the roller coaster. My fat ass wants to go on a fucking water slide. I'm going to fucking do it.
Unless they're falling over on that fucking water slide and killing people, there is no reason on this God-given earth why they have to shame anybody.
They can suck a fucking dick!
I'm with you, girl.
Did you just censor
the word dick? I thought that was like the word the on this panel.
Wasn't me.
Swear to God, I heard it. It's on my shirt.
Wasn't me. So there's a lot to be said about body image. There's, you know, obviously, everyone has their own opinions about body image. This story came up this week as well.
Oh, this fires me up.
Tess Holliday, who is a plus size model.
Jumping on a popsicle.
Yeah.
Okay, so what?
Enjoying the day.
I don't care what the fuck she's eating. I don't care what the fuck she's wearing.
You're asking for
people
trouble.
Are gonna have a go if she eats a fucking salad. People are gonna have a go if she eats a fucking salad. They're gonna begin, she's trying to lose weight. Fuck all of you! Fuck you!
We don't know what kind of health.
I'm looking at you, Jeffrey.
Listen. I wish. Okay, if you guys want to really have the opposite argument on this, go back and check out the Jake Pentland show on the YouTube channel. The one where Peggy.
Peggy
Howell joined us, and it was Jake and I, and she was from the Fat Advancement Association of Fat Folks or something like that.
I watched this. Yeah, I watched this.
Ooh, it was. I'm telling you, it got real hairy there because I'm like, all right, the water slide thing. Like, listen, okay. When I go to a restaurant, I got to check the seating situation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's more humiliating to me than, like, going up to a water slide and being like, oh, they're going to flash some lights and tell me I'm too fat. I don't need to be on there anyways. Maybe I need to put the fucking cheeseburger down, fucking watch my weight and get my shit together instead of fucking,
you know what? I've heard this argument my whole entire fucking life.
By another fat person?
Criminal, you're too fat. Oh, my God. You're ruining your health. You can't tell anybody to take the vaccine because you're a fat pig. How about that? You all know I heard that shit. This is bullshit. People do unhealthy things every fucking day. People smoke. People vape. People do drugs. People ride motorcycles. People are
okay. Now I'm being judged.
People run. You know, people drop dead from running. You are judging these people just like you would judge a person of color because they have an outward symbol of their difference. It's fucking bullshit.
Because skinny people can walk around doing like cold and not eating and doing whatever. And it's totally fine because they're skinny and they're beautiful. But
look,
you want to be sick of that person? I'm not saying eating disorders. I'm saying
girl does have an eating disorder because she did talk about her battle with anorexia. Uh-huh. And I think her relationship with food and herself is not healthy.
But that's just her situation.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Everyone
just calm down for a second. Calm down for a second. Heidi, we have both worked in an industry that is very much dependent on height, weight, looks, blah blah blah. You go for it, girl. I'm ready for it.
My heart is actually racing. First of all, I just want to say I love how passionate all the girls are in this group because there's not enough talk about it on that side of the fence, to be quite fair. Like Steve said, him and I both have grown up in an industry where everything matters, how you look down to your hair color, down to the size of your pants, all of that. I'm all for inclusion. I don't think anyone should be segregated because like Vera said, if it was for the thin, there would be an uproar for it. When it comes to health, I don't think anyone can tell you you're unhealthy because you're a certain size. No one knows. No one knows any of that. My heart is literally racing just listening to all of you because it's just such a, if it was flippant, if it was the other way around, this would have already been fixed. You know what I mean? So the fact that it's aimed, the fact that it's aimed at people that are overweight or what, it's fucked up. To be quite blunt, it's fucked up. It shouldn't be a thing. If it was a safety thing, I understand, but that should be probably disclosed prior to going to something like that purely for safety.
Okay, it's an aesthetic thing. It's because it's not aesthetically pleasing to be fat.
100%.
People don't wear masks. People won't get the vaccine. And you think people that are over the weight limit on a water slide are going to not do it because they told you not to? Of course they're going to go on it. They're going to get fucking killed and then they're going to sue the water park.
People don't wear seat belts. People drink and drive. People do unhealthy, unsafe things all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm. Right. And these if you get caught drinking and driving, you're going to jail.
These people have an outward symptom of our failings.
Not everybody has an outward symptom of their failings, but everybody has some failings.
No, I'm
Everyone has their own experiences, and the stories that I could tell you about things that I've heard come out of the mouths of professional, well-respected people would make your toes curl, and you would die. I'll use myself as an example. Heidi, you remember when this happened? We were filming a film. This was when I was a lot skinnier too. We were filming a film clip. And it was decided that all the boys would have to be shirtless.
Oh, hell no.
And I said, I'm not comfortable doing that. My ultimatum was, take the shirt off or don't do it.
Yeah.
So out of the boys that were, that there were six of us, the other five all did that, and I didn't.
I was a theater major. I heard lots of fucking shit. Okay?
It's ridiculous. And it does...
Since I was 14, mm-hmm. I've lost parts for Mexican women to white women who were skinny. I've lost parts for women who were 27, single and overweight to skinny women who they put in fat suits.
Yep.
I know the discrimination and bullshit that goes on in the entertainment industry.
But it does happen the other way as well. Heidi being in the industry, I know so many people that either A, have had an eating disorder or have passed away from eating disorders, because even at their smallest, they've mm-hmm. been told that they're not good enough, they're not good skinny enough, they're not hireable.
I'm a prime fucking
it goes both ways
of that. It definitely goes both ways. I was at the peak of my fitness. I was the hottest in accordance to what they were looking for. I fit the criteria, but it still wasn't good enough. It was, you need to lose a further 5 kilos when I had an eating disorder. Even now, I still have body dysmorphia. I look at myself and I think I'm 30 kilos heavier than what I am. This is what we're conditioned to think from situations like that. So this with this water slide BS.
I lost 20 kilos and they said, you still need to lose more weight.
Brooke is going to
From
explode.
Where?
What I'd like to point out.
I am a director.
One of the biggest reasons this is shit me is because this is a children's water slide. Yep. Okay. So if you are going to start programming children to say that they're too fat to do something, this is where my issue springs from. I have always been the fat girl. I had surgery to lose weight. Okay, so I was like 120 borderline, 130 kilos at one point in my life. Okay, so it's not fun. And to know that my children may have to suffer because people see them as fat is what is annoying me. Because my children, I've got two boys who are autistic, okay? To say that they are different to other kids is, you know, inevitable. But the fact that they may be body shamed because they're bigger than other kids with no way to help that, or, you know, that they're body shamed just because they're bigger than everyone else at an age where they're so impressionable is what has genuinely made me so emotional and furious over this, because nobody, let alone a child, deserves to be judged for how they look. And I just think it's shit. Whether they've apologized or not, I think they deserve to be shut down for being a bunch of butt nuggets. End of story.
BMI is bullshit. Said. The perfect body is unobtainable. In high school, I was 110 pounds. I was a three-sport athlete, and I was told I was still overweight. The perfect body is absolutely unattainable. And to base your standards based on your BMI is such fucking bullshit.
At my lowest weight, when I was still in theater, I was working out 5 hours a fucking day. And I was still overweight, and I was still getting shamed for it. And I was in so much better health than the skinny girls that were getting all the parts.
Yep.
Heidi has her angry claw going. Come on, Heidi.
I think, unfortunately, although gratefully, I think we are now within a society that is becoming more accepting. I am a prime example of thinking I had to be a particular way and now knowing everyone is beautiful. I said it last time I was on. I don't care what race you are. I don't care what sex you are. I don't care what your kink is. I don't any of that. What I do care about is if you're an asshole or not. This is an asshole move, and it's literally, like Brooke said, for a children's park, you are setting them up for mental failure, thinking they're not already successful at just being yes. present. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So it is.
I agree. I'm emotional right now.
Yeah.
Well, we are gonna continue this conversation because we're gonna have a round table about body image. So there'll be more information, probably lots of tears. It'll probably be our Barbara Walters moment. It'll be great.
So should we be banning Eddie Murphy's The Nutty Professor then? Because he's skinny getting in a fat suit and we're laughing at the fat jokes about the not real fat guy.
I'm a big Eddie Murphy fan.
No, because it's comedy and you leave comedy alone.
Oh, well, you already
leave
know
comedy alone.
Where I'm at.
Leave but it alone.
There's an interesting question.
I think that
that's a whole nother. That's a whole nother world we don't need to be touching.
Yeah. It's a big difference when it's a reality-based judgment on people's appearance as opposed right. to a fictional
that was
account
satirical.
Used for
that tire is different from reality.
Yeah.
The thing with Eddie Murphy is that wasn't funny. Wasn't funny. Like, was the movie funny? Yes. Is Big Mama? Big Mama is Martin Lawrence, who's skinny as fuck. Literally get into a fat suit and pretend to be a 68-year-old black woman. Like, listen, this shit, what I can't stand, and Lily, you guys have multiple brought it up, is that people need to mind their own fucking business. Keep it to your fucking self. For the love of God, please. No one really fucking cares about what your idealistic look for a body is, and your fat ass probably works at Walmart from 9 to 5 eating fucking Ho-Hos and drinking Keystones every goddamn night. I mean, please, for the love of God, get a fucking grip. I've been fat shamed before. Like, literally, I don't even know what my weight is. I've been fat shamed as an adult. When that happens to you as a grown-ass man and you don't think that doesn't hit you, trust me, I cried for 3 fucking hours, man, because I had never been told I was fat ever in my life. And I'm not. I'm literally 200 pounds. I've been losing weight this entire fucking year. But I'll tell you right now, that shit cuts deep. But the fact that it's being targeted towards children is so fucking beyond me. Like, what kind of fucking creature are you to think that that is appropriate to target a child who literally, listen, keep it to your fucking self. Please, if you got an opinion about that, I'm just letting you know the world ain't having this shit no more. We got to move past this. If you got a problem with fat people, then please, by all means, move to fucking Beverly Hills or some shit, okay? I don't fucking care. But there is no reason on any God-given earth for you to even target a child for any form of abuse from any level because you are a piece of shit if you do so. That's it. Clear cut and dry. These are kids, man. If a red light goes off near me, well, someone tells me I can't ride a ride, I'll knock a bitch out. That attendant's getting her ass fucking rocked. Don't fucking do that to people, man. This is not fucking 50s America.
All right, guys, we're gonna leave it there.
One last thing. Nope, I'm talking. Is that your fucking kid? I'm asking, is that your kid? Is this kid in question your kid? If it's not, shut the fuck up. Okay, go.
Listen, they shut down a ride at Disneyland because it was promoting healthy lifestyles for children. So they shut the fucking ride down because it was offensive to fat kids. That ride is fucking insane.
What ride was that? Because I bet I can debunk that real quick.
Go look it up.
Peggy
Howell.
Michelle Obama took a whole bunch of shit for her health Let's Just Move plan. Sarah Palin brought a tray of cookies to a public event saying, we aren't going to listen to that woman. You know, this shit is just... it's bullshit on every way.
It's a bigger conversation, as I said, and we will have it on the round table. So watch out for that round table coming up later in the year. Vera, you're already warmed up, so are you ready? It's time for Vera Vents. maybe. StreamYard going too slow. All right, Vera. 3, 2, 1, vent.
All right, kids. I had a couple of things I wanted to talk about today, but I decided to go with the vaccine mandate because, you know, I got to keep my brand up. That's lots of Vera, trust the science, get the vaccine merch on our Redbubble site. New York State just instituted a vaccine mandate for healthcare workers and people in public service. And everybody across the state is like, oh my God, you can't mandate the vaccine. And there's been a lot of arguments against it. The opponents for the bill have said that you are ruining bodily autonomy. And as you all know, I'm all about bodily autonomy. Eat what you want, fuck who you want, do whatever drugs you want. It's not my business. However, if you are drinking to excess and you get behind the wheel of the car, then it is my business because you are going to harm someone else. If you are a nurse that is going from room to room and you are a potential vector for infection, then it does become a public health threat. The ACLU has come down on the side of this argument saying, once you present the potential to harm another person, the vaccine is not only completely or the mandate is not only completely constitutional, it is legal. Okay? Other opponents of this mandate say, informed consent. I have a right to choose what goes in my body. Informed consent. Well, if you are using anecdotal information, then you are not practicing informed consent. I'm taking all my internet, my information from medical sources, from the National Institute of Health, from Johns Hopkins University. The data is in. The vaccine has been out for 13 months now. Out of the 184 million doses of vaccine worldwide, there have only been less than 6,000 deaths. That is less than 0.004% of people who've died from vaccine. Meanwhile, COVID is raging across this planet, and it is killing 2.1% of the population who gets it. And you're like, oh, 98% of us can live. Yes, but 2% of two people in 100, one in 50. Can you pick out the one person in your family that you want to die? How about you pick the one person in your circle of friends you want to die? One in 50. That's a lot of fucking dead people. It's going to take the economy. We're losing valuable workforce. We're losing family and loved ones. It's bullshit. You do not have informed consent if you are pretending that this vaccine kills babies and fetuses. It does not. It's been proven 100 times that there is stem cells in there, but none of them are from aborted fetuses. They are from umbilical blood. They are from babies that have died naturally. They are from placentas. They're not abortion injections. Also, if you've read all the vaccine information, the National Institute of Health, the British government's National Health Bureau, have been looking for these women that have actually, you know, had their baby spontaneously abort because the husband got the abortion and had sex with, or got the shot and had sex with the mother and the baby aborted. We can't find these people. The scientists are looking for them. So all this anecdotal information that you have from your research is unverified. YouTube has decided that it will take down all unverified vaccine information on its post. You know who's objecting to it? Vladimir Putin. And why is that? Because the majority of the anti-vax bullshit propaganda is coming out of Russia. You are not informed if you are using YouTube research. That is not informed consent. Informed consent is having the doctor say, you need the chemo, but chemo is going to make you lose your hair and it's going to make your skin sag and it's going to make your eyebrows fall out. That's informed consent. Informed consent is not, oh, you know, Nicki Minaj's brother's cousin's ball screwed to 6 feet times their size. That is not informed consent. Okay? The mandates are going to cause dangerous staffing ratios. That's another one. Well, guess what? The mandate's been in place for about a month. It took effect on Tuesday, but the overall effect, since it was signed before it went into effect, is that 90% of the people that were unvaccinated have since got vaccinated. The amount of staff that have actually resigned rather than get the vaccine is minuscule. And every single hospital in this state is experiencing overwhelming COVID cases, so that if you had a heart attack, you might have to drive an hour and a half away to find an ER that can treat you because there's too many unvaccinated COVID cases sitting in the ER. They can't serve you. So don't tell me that this is going to cause unsafe ratios. It already has, because you didn't get your lazy ass vaccinated. I'm sorry. If you are a healthcare provider and you're unwilling to trust the science, you are unqualified to be a healthcare provider. Turn in your fucking license and go drive an Uber somewhere. Get the fucking vaccine.
Yes, sir.
Go drive an Uber.
Yes, sir.
Call me.
As of midnight last night, that's been mandated here as well. So nobody, as of midnight last night, who is unvaccinated can work in a Queensland hospital.
Good.
They'll be stood down.
There are actually mandates in like 15 different developed nations, including Australia, including UK, France, Italy, and Sri Lanka. Go figure.
Well, look, it's...
I'm sorry. Did you see the theory going around with the woman who gave birth to a child who had a darker skin than her and her husband, and she told her husband,
"Oh, for God's
sake, she has a fucking vaccine."
There be hoes out in them streets.
Listen.
So it's been a very educational show, I feel, and the education is what we're going to take from this week's What the Fuck. Now, I don't know if you all had seen this story this week, but zoogoers at the Bronx Zoo got an education in animal reproduction this week. Technicolors at the Bronx Zoo left gaps with a little scandalized when they began engaging in oral sex in front of the zoo attendants this week. The person who filmed it said, "Wait, here's the statement. I was shocked and had no idea it was a natural act," the videographer said.
Tell every man everywhere that is a natural act.
Jesus. To Catholicism, you cannot ejaculate outside of the woman's vagina, but apparently nobody told the monkeys.
Hey, they're just going down for a little munchy, munchy crunchy.
I love how he just got up and done.
Yeah.
Wait, was that a male performing it on a girl?
I don't know. Uncertain.
No, it was a girl performing it on a boy, and I've seen the
video. I don't think it matters.
Okay, now, it's unnatural. It's completely unnatural.
He finishes, and he just gets up and walks away. It's hilarious.
So it's real life, then.
It was about 2 minutes.
Oh, typical.
Yeah. But look, as Jody says, it's hilarious, but seriously, parents, like, this is why sex is a taboo topic. I think that's exactly why you take your kids. That's why you take your kids to the zoo, right? To show them nature.
This is how I'm going to get my kids to talk. Take them to the zoo. Like, that's how it happens.
We just have to go to the cow pasture here. They're like, "Daddy, what are
they
doing?"
My poor Jaden. Like, yeah.
Bangarang.
My poor Jaden is 12. And if I go into his room and I don't knock, he's like, "Oh, Mom, what are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, buddy, were you looking at titties?" And he's like, "Shut up, get out."
You want to give your kids a talk? Take them to the Bronx. We got it. We got all your answers for you.
Stop the zoo. Right, well, I'm going to give him I'm going to send him to Pornhub and let him be.
Send him to Uncensored Radio or the Nugget Couch.
I'm crying.
Listen, there's an episode where Katrina talks about a donkey show. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Go to
Leave him alone. He's got to learn sometime.
Stream a podcast.
It has been real today. For those of us that are in Australia anyway, it's October 1st. It's October 1st tomorrow in the US. We are going hard with the horror vibe. This week, we have an uncensored Horror special with the one and only Mr. Todd Farmer.
Todd is
spilling the tea about Michael Myers. He's telling us all about some inside Hollywood goss. So if you enjoy that kind of stuff, we talked to him about his 2019 film Trick, which is an amazing horror movie if you enjoy a good slasher. Otherwise, there's plenty more good stuff.
Asked him how many quarters?
Yep, there's plenty more stuff about 17 times. There's plenty more stuff coming up. If you haven't seen it on the website, we want your scary stories, so send them through on video, email, or audio, whatever, to myuncensoredradio@gmail.com. We got prizes for you. We are getting out of here because we are over time. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and we will see you again next week on Uncensored Radio Live. Peace out. Bye. And I hope a gorilla eats you all out for that today.